Right, welcome along to the bumper 16th Manx Footy Pod, which is of course the last podcast of the year. Well, today, myself and Dave.
Hello everyone.
Are joined by Unimail's Joe Neil Akulugadu and Christian Salamati. Salamari, don't always get it right. See, he's already... Sorry about that. I've been calling that for the last 10 years.
I've been called this.
Okay. Plus, we've got a reaction from last night's FA Cup launch, and Disco's interviews with Player of the Month, Carl Clarke, and St George's Chris Bash Jr. So without further ado, let's get on with it. Right, I'd like to say we're joined by Neil and Christian today. We've got them both in to discuss Unimail's season so far. I suppose, gents, it's almost a case of history repeating itself. You seem to be languishing near the foot of the table prior to Christmas most years, don't you? Doing it?
Seems to be a bit of a regular tradition, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, this season's been it's been challenging, hasn't it? I think we've been in games more than we had the previous season, and it's just, as Aki will probably say as well, when you're down the bottom, you just sometimes need that bit of luck, and so far we just haven't had it.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, we'll get through last game of the year on Saturday and get ourselves together for the start of next year. And it's a lot of hard work now to try and keep our place in the league, which we're all obviously all going to have to be up for to make sure it happens.
So it's all kind of new for me. Obviously, I've played for Mills and we've been in that position before, but I was winning a lot last year, so it's kind of a new situation for me. But we're working hard. The atmosphere at training is brilliant, and we're not far off. We're just lacking putting our chances away, I think, in a lot of games that we should be winning and have had chances to win the games. So hopefully we can turn a corner at some point.
Well, you when I spoke to you earlier in the week, Christian, you said, we've been here before, you know, the boys know what they need to do. Yeah. We are becoming, we joked about it before, a bit of the great escape specialists.
It is, I think the only difference from where we were last season to where we are now, we had quite a few more games left to play last season.
Right.
We're probably on the same number of points, I think we were. But obviously now there's certain games we've got to target and make sure that, you know, nothing less than 3 points comes out of those and just see what happens. But yeah, like I said, you know, everyone in the club kind of knows what to expect. It's not a nice position to be in, but as Aki says, you know, sometimes in games we just need to put our chances away or close games out, because there's been a couple this year, you know, we've lost in the 92nd, 93rd minute. Mm.
Well, case in point was last week, wasn't it?
I mean,
you know, you were behind pretty early on against Ramsey, but you responded really well. And, you know, you should have got something out of that game, but it was an 88th minute winner from Ramsey.
Yeah, and, you know, same sort of story when we played them down there, wasn't it? We were in the game for, you know, 80 minutes. And fair play to them, you know, they hung on and they took their two chances. And same as what they did on Saturday, you know, against the Ramsey side, you know, you're always going to come up. They're hard work and they don't stop. And they had probably one opportunity in the second half and they took it. And so you can't sort of argue with that, really. It's more about just getting a little bit wiser to it, staying switched on for the full 90 or 90 plus. And hopefully fortunes will change and we'll start getting some more points on the board.
It was the same way I watched you guys against Douglas Athletic a few weeks ago, 94th minute, I think it was. And that you guys looked absolutely gutted.
I think Watch has been tested.
It wasn't Peter Lewis reference for once. He's traditionally a man that favours a bit of extra time.
Yeah.
But no, it was it looked gutting. And I think I can't remember who we had in the podcast. I think it might have been the Tugger Athletic boys. I said, I wondered how you boys would pick yourself up after that, because that was pretty much the last kick of the game.
Yeah, it was, I think. Yeah,
yeah. And it, you know, how do you lift the boys in training now?
As I said, the training is fantastic. You know, everybody's attitude is brilliant. Sometimes they get a bollocking every now and again, particularly after certain games. But it's, you know, you kind of make your own luck, and we have to kind of switch on a little bit more, because we're giving sloppy goals away, which we've been working on in training, and all the lads are buying into it, which is great. And then, you know, we've got to take our chances, and we've been doing a lot of shooting practice, and you know, especially up at our pitch, so it's quite wobbly, so we're trying to get used to that as well, which they should be used to by now anyway. But as I say, we just got to cut out the mistakes, because a lot of the goals that we're letting in are poor goals and really bad mistakes, so we have to stop that, and we have to kind of take our chances, and then the luck will go our way, because we should be winning, you know, 2-0 or whatever. And at the end of the game, it shouldn't matter if somebody gets a late goal.
Two of the goals you conceded last week were set pieces, weren't they? That must be a bit galling as well.
Especially when we work on it all the time.
But we talk about this, again, another thing, the recurring themes of Union Mill seems to be the conveyor belt of youngsters that are coming through. Is it a case that for the first few months of the season, they're just not battle-hardened, that they're not wise to what's happening in the Premier League?
We lost quite a few, didn't we, at the start of the season? I think a lot of them went to St George's.
Yeah.
And the frustrating thing is from that is that you can see some of them now are quite clearly the abilities coming through, and they're being given chances in their first team setup. We haven't had that many come through this year, though, have we? That weren't there last year.
No, not really. There's a couple.
But it's still, I would say, it's still a young side, apart from yourself.
take me out. The average age drops down to about 24, I think. So yeah.
Well, Blair was one of the more experienced heads. Isn't
he was,
he?
Yeah. And you've got Chris Kelly.
Yeah, it's Chris Kelly, Blair.
But apart from that, it is a young team. Yes. And do you think, as it takes a few months for them to get their head round, what's going on in the Premier League? Or
I think some of the younger lads, because of their age, the experience isn't there.
Yeah.
And even if they did play last year, the experience still isn't there. The plus point is if we can stay together for 3-4 years and keep all these players, because they're good young lads and the ability's there, they'll learn. And hopefully, 3-4 years, we'll have the experience and we'll also be bringing other young lads through.
Well, we saw that a few years ago with Mills, didn't we? When you guys got to the FA Cup final, you had that really, really good season because you kept a group of players together for a few years, hadn't you?
Yeah, we had.
As you say, it pays off.
That's the plan. And I think just generally the way the club is going, we're trying to improve the club. And hopefully I'll be here for the next 3 or 4 years and it'll give a bit of stability, which has been missing for the past couple of years. There have been problems in the past, but we are working on it as a club in whole, with the committee, with the junior coaches, all the way through, trying to kind of make the club a bit more together, which has been a problem for the past few years.
So let's just say, I know we don't want to talk about it, the worst does happen and you went down. But do you think you'd be able to keep that squad together? Would it be we've seen teams that have done that, gone down to Division 2 for a season and come back a lot stronger for the prospect. Would it be the worst thing in the world if it did happen? I know neither of you probably want to say.
Revenue would suffer, wouldn't it? We get parachute payment, won't we?
I think we'll be okay. I think most of the players will stay. You might lose two, maybe.
Yeah.
It could be good for us. I'd rather not go down.
Okay.
It could work out in a good way because we go down and we build on it, and we should really come straight back up if we keep all the players. But at the moment, the plan is to stay up.
Well, Divvy 2 is your bread and butter, isn't it, really? So, you'd be all right, you could conquer that and then come back up.
Get the treble again unbeaten, maybe.
The Neil Warnock of Manx Football promotion specialist.
Wow, I don't like that.
Right, before we delve into our virtual post bag of tweets, we've got loads for you guys, you'll be delighted to see. Dave caught up with the November Player of the Month, Carl Clark, last week, didn't you?
He was, he's reflecting on the Railway Cup semi-final and looking forward to the final with Geordies.
He's also sporting a very nice bobble hat.
He was, getting in the festive spirit.
Okay, so we'll have a listen to that now.
Congratulations on the award, Carl. It must be nice for you to be recognised like this.
Yeah, it makes a difference from Alex being recognised.
He's dominated the season, hasn't he? But, I mean, one of the key things for St Mary's this season has been the defence. And you've been leading from the back, and it must be nice.
Yeah, definitely. It is nice. It's nice to be recognised.
Yeah. And obviously, like this season compared to last season, there's been a massive change in fortunes. You've had a few new personnel, and it's the feel good factors back at the club.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Team spirit is amazing at the minute. Players, even after defeats, are just picking themselves up and you just go again.
Okay. And obviously, last Saturday, you beat Corinthians in the semi finals. It sounds like it was a cracking game.
Yeah, brilliant game. I think the difference for us was Sammy Gellin and Jamie Devan in the middle. I thought they were excellent. Their work rate won us the game.
And looking ahead to the final, you've got St George's. Are you looking forward to locking horns with them again?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Always love playing Geordies. Always. But they've got players missing this year. And I think it'd be even tougher because the players that have been missing will be coming back for the final.
Yeah. And obviously it was 3-0 last time the sides met down at the Bowl, but that, as Callum Morrissey said in the podcast last week, it was all decided on set pieces. There was not much in it.
Yeah, I think we sorted them out now, set pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, we got caught out of big time in that game, but I think we'll give it a good go in the final.
Yep.
See what happens.
And obviously a bit of a sad time for the club with the passing of Sam Kenny. Are you hoping to do him proud in the final?
I hope so. Yep. I really hope so. I'm sure he'll be watching over, and we'll see what we can do for him.
Obviously he was in charge last time, St Mary's won a trophy, wasn't he? So yeah, you never know. Could spur you guys on to another one.
Yeah, I hope so.
Right, welcome back, chaps. It's time for our Twitter questions. There's an array in for you today. Starting off with a tweet from the official FC Union Mills account. This is for you, Duna. How many times has Stephen Carter given you a lift around Union Mills in his Audi?
Well,
it's a bit of a random question.
Yeah, it is, but it's disappointing as well because the answer is nil.
Never?
No, but obviously I do have a bucket list.
Right.
Obviously before... you know, the inevitable happens. It's something that I'd like to fulfill. You know, so it's been one of my dreams.
So yeah, we have a good cup run. We're obviously going to be talking about the FA Cup a bit later on. Could it be an open top Audi around Union Mills?
Potentially, yeah.
Maybe have some sunroof open for you.
Yeah,
that would be something.
I don't see why not. Maybe if the roof doesn't come down, open all the windows as well.
You wouldn't
use, your oyster,
I suppose it? You wouldn't want to. Yeah, you wouldn't get to use his climate control because I'm sure he's got one in the Audi.
I would have thought so.
Yeah. Another one
on cruise around the world. Yeah.
Another one from the at FC Union Mills, giving another plug for you doing it. What's worse, again, a bit of a random question this,
but it's a good one.
Chris Kelly's ironing or playing up Gary Moore on a cold, wet and windy afternoon?
I would say, well, Chris Kelly's ironing, I don't even think it exists, does it?
No.
I've never seen anyone turn up with clothes. I mean, sometimes, I mean, I've asked him the question, he turns up in his tracksuit, you know, when they were brand new and it was creased. Yeah. I said, have you rolled down the hill before you know, turned up? So I'd have to say his island. Playing up Mills is no worse than playing in some places on the island, so no.
Well, have you played Bala Fletcher? You will have, obviously, yeah, but yeah. It's similar in a very many respects.
Yeah, it just seems to be a little bit more windy where we are.
It's a bit more sheltered down Bala Fletcher, yeah.
I think last week was probably the first week maybe in about 2 years that you came to the Ramsey game, there was no wind.
No, it wasn't too bad.
No, normally it's
cold.
Like 4-8 in August.
Yeah.
So you were quite on last week.
I do remember going up there, obviously when the team were in Division 2 for a Gold Cup semi-final, so we're talking back end of the season, April, maybe even May, and getting frostbite. It was that cold, you know, and even up there.
Yeah.
Does it act as a leveller? You know, when you place the top teams in the league, do they come down there, oh, I don't fancy this?
Well, a lot of people say that, don't they? Oh, I hate going up there. And it's
Monday. Yeah, they don't like coming to play at Mills. I'm not sure whether it makes a huge amount of difference.
Plays havoc with your hair, you know, gale force.
What about your goal kicks?
It depends which way the wind's blowing, I suppose.
You able to score any goals this season?
No.
Will Miller's tweeted in. Aki, what are you wearing on Saturday?
Is it Christmas night out, Saturday, chaps?
It is Christmas night out. That's a bit of a private joke, really.
it's out on Twitter now. So.
the lads are always obsessed with what they're wearing. They're like little girls. They're asking each other what they wear, and I just say, who cares? Just go out and have a few beers. But I'd imagine I'd be wearing a Santa hat.
Oh, right. Okay. Traditional. Keep it traditional.
Yeah.
Ack, again for you from Will. I don't know if this is he's just looking for a compliment
here.
Who's the best player you've managed? No pressure, because you sat next to your first choice goalkeeper, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's not
Will,
is it?
There's
quite a few. I don't know. There was a few last year. Wolfie, Connor Dowell, Steve Cowan. There is a lot, Douglas Athletic, a lot of very good players. A long time ago, Tony Edgar.
Right.
He was a very good player.
Fleet footed left
foot. Very lazy, but very lazy. there's been a few. And then at Mills, some of the lads have surprised me a lot. Well, obviously, Duna, because he sat next to me. but some of the lads at Mills now have been very surprised. But I'm not going to say anything because they'll get big heads.
Very diplomatic. Will asks, what's your best save from your lengthy career?
Well, I don't know, actually. I think one I was last season that Hattie managed to get.
Right.
It was definitely one for the cameras, but...
They're the best.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, you have to take those. Yeah, I would say one of them came. Yeah, probably that one against St John's last year. Or one when I was playing against Union Mills when I was at Braddon. Saved a penalty from Martin Kildare. So that was quite a good one as well.
Yeah. Still waiting for you to go viral on their Sport Bible or something for one of the saves. Yeah. Get hacked down with this camera.
Probably the way it is at the moment, it's probably more the ones that I'm letting in.
Right.
Another one from Aduna from Callum.
Yeah, Callum Morrissey.
A couple of weeks ago we had him in for the podcast, so if you listened, he was into his usual jovial form, wasn't he?
Oh, trying to wind up everyone, yeah.
Yeah, everyone and everyone. He, again, typically a Callum question. How tall were you when you were 12?
The same height I am at the age of 39, I think. 5'6" in my socks.
Fair dude.
Yeah, so I like the honesty.
Yeah.
All right, question from Hattie, the hitman. Aki, did your military career prepare you for football management?
Yeah, kind of. We've done some military training.
Yeah.
I got annoyed after a game, and they all turned up, and we just did military fitness. I thought it was easy, but
you were watching.
Yeah, well, even if I was doing it would have been easy. I kind of backed it off a little bit, but every now and again if I get annoyed, something like that comes out.
What about the organisational side of things? Yeah, does that help? Yeah,
yeah, definitely. When you're in the army, you kind of you become an instructor very quickly anyway, so that instructor part is already there. And I did actually manage and coach a little bit in the army as well,
right?
So yeah, it's just a kind of discipline, and the instructor part of the military helps a lot. It makes it very easy to kind of coach people
and tell them off.
Authority and respect.
And then there was a touching on what you said earlier, actually, it made me think, have you had to change the way you manage? Because of obviously last season you were winning and expected to win, and this season's a bit more of a dogfight, you know? Or yes. Have you managed to? Yeah,
between this season and last season, a lot, yeah. The previous season, not really, because at Douglas Athletic we were trying to build something, and the first couple of seasons I was there, we were having to work really hard, and a lot of the coaching was hard work, and we were working a lot on stuff, whereas last year the team was so good I didn't have to do very much. And pretty much I would say a lot of managers would have won all that stuff.
I don't take anything away from yourself there. It was a fantastic achievement.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying that I didn't have to do a huge amount this season. The likes of Wolfie has been there, done it all. The other lads are all at an age where they're very experienced. So it made it very easy for me. This year, it's all new. I'm starting again, which is a big thing. As I said, we're trying to build something again. So it's the start, and I have to get used to the players. I have to work out which players are going to be useful and which players aren't. And it's just starting again is the main thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know people. It's going to take me at least a year.
Have you had a settled side, or have you had to chop and change a bit?
Back four, yes and no,
pretty,
hasn't it?
Yeah,
the rest of it.
The first four or five games of the season, we struggled with injuries and people coming in and out and stuff, and me trying to work out who the best players are and who fits the system we're trying to play.
Yeah.
But generally, the majority of them are the same players now. I think,
pretty much like the core of it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Every now and again, it does change depending on who we're playing and how we want to play for that game. But yeah, I think the majority of them are the same players, but they're very, very young.
Yeah.
And that's another challenge, because the last team were an average age for football.
Yeah.
Whereas this side, a very, very young average age.
And I suppose you talk about your approach to different matches. With Douglas Athletic, you were expected to win, and you probably went out with a game plan that was scoring many goals or whatever. With Union Mills, you probably have to be a bit cleverer with your plans. Maybe think about the opposition that week and tailor a plan to that effect.
The big thing is, when things are going wrong, you can get them in the change room at half time. You can talk to them, we can change it. We did it at Russian, and we played really well at Russian. And to be obviously we're 3-0 down in the first half, so to draw 1-1 in the second half and with 10 men was brilliant. But you get them in at half time and change things very quickly, but you were never really going to end up winning the game.
Yeah.
Whereas at Douglas Athletic, massive thing was, if we were losing the game, I'd get them in half time and say, right, this is what we're going to do, and we'd go out and win the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were like thinking, well, it's all right, we're still going to win. Whereas now it's kind of, you're hoping you can win, but you're not guaranteed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas
yeah.
The last year was all a guarantee, more or less a guarantee, yeah, we're going to win that game.
Right, we've got another question from Hattie as well, for you, Duna.
Mm-hmm.
How does Mills compare to the other clubs that you've played for?
I don't know, all very different.
So, let's do Braddon, Corinthians?
No, I started at St George's when I was
right.
about 11.
Okay.
I played my first team game for them when I was about 14, 15. The likes of Wakey, Bassey.
Yeah.
Graham Bramwell, people like that. Colin McMullen was obviously there and stuff. Learned a lot from people like him. Then I went to St Mary's for a couple of seasons, played under Sam. Then I went to Corinthians, then to Braddon, then back to Corinthians. Then to St George's.
Yeah.
And then obviously I've been at Mills for, I think, 6 seasons now.
Right.
6-7 years.
So is that your longest at one club?
In one, but like Jack Nicholas, really. Think back, you think, wow.
You know Wolfie.
Yeah, a long way to go before I get onto that level. No, I think each season's been different. As Aki says, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened previously. It's now important to get stability for the club going forward. I mean, we've got a good group of lads there. But as Aki says as well, a lot of it is down to experience, and it's only by playing games that they're going to get that.
Yeah.
It is, you know, well organised now. People know what their jobs are, they've got to do. It's enjoyable. I think the first time I played up there, I thought, oh, God. You know, the wind and stuff. But then you quickly sort of get used to it and stuff like that. But it's been weird. I think for the last 4 seasons, we've had 4 different managers.
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult to sort of judge. I mean, I've
got,
you know,
momentum or anything.
Yeah, it is. But you know, it's a great club. I think, you know, I probably wish I'd have gone there a little bit sooner, to be honest. But that's life, isn't it?
And how you also ask, what would be your career highlight?
I don't know. Probably winning the treble and
yeah.
being involved in the FA Cup final against Geordies in the maddest 15 minutes of football you'll ever see.
Unbelievable game.
That's got to be a highlight. I think from a personal perspective, probably last season, I was just fortunate enough to win Player of the Year and Players Player from a club, and then obviously getting
the Golden Gloves.
That was quite a proud moment. And then obviously after that, which was just, I think if I do look back and have one regret, it would be not going to Italy, getting selected for the UEFA squad, just getting injured prior to that. But you know, to get selected at that age was nice. So I'd say probably winning the treble or possibly winning promotion with Braddon. That was quite tough. That was a hard league to get out of at that time.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, we only stayed in the Premier League for, well, first division as it was then, for 1 year.
I think you were goalkeeper of the year that year as well.
Yeah, I didn't get a trophy though.
No. Under your protests, we've gone.
It's in the post.
I suppose the question I want to ask is, how long do you think you'll keep going? Every time I speak to you, you're like, oh, you were whinging about your knees or your
I think that's just part of getting old, really.
Just like whinging, don't you?
I do, no one listens to me, and I know my wife doesn't give me any sympathy. She goes, well, you will still play, won't you? And I'm like, well, yeah. I don't know, I haven't really thought about it. I don't, when you get to sort of my age, you don't think, oh, in a couple of years time I'll be doing that. It's just probably do what I've done at the end of every season, is just see how I feel. I mean, at the moment I feel alright. I must be honest, I was pretty close to retiring last season, just off the back of the season that I had. I thought, well, you know, why not just go out now? And then you get this other voice in your head going, oh, come on, try again. And you know what, I'll see how I feel at the end of this season and then go from there.
I mean, what about the Masters? You know, you played for the Alman FA Masters team.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I don't know what's happened with that now. Unfortunately, Watty stepped down, I think, a couple of months back now, and it's all gone quite quiet, really.
Yeah.
So I don't know what
the plan is for that.
It must be fun playing with the guys.
It is, honestly, you know, even at, you know, and it's quite nice as well not to be the oldest player in the team or on the pitch. So that's quite good. But some of the players that, you know, you've got people like Hurty in there, Steve Corkle initially started off in there, you know, people like that that you could still learn from now, which is great. And it's just a different type of football as well. And it's probably a bit more competitive sometimes. You don't do anything wrong because you get shouted at. But no, yeah, that's been good as well. Unfortunate enough as well to captain the side as well on a few occasions. Actually, that was probably one back to the highlight as well. That was something I'd be proud of as well.
So what about you, Aki? Do you fancy getting Duna in as assistant manager in a few years' time? Or?
I think Scales might have something.
probably will be.
I don't think he'd be happy.
Well, for you, I mean, what about highlight for you? So obviously you had so much success with Douglas Athletic. Is there any one trophy that you pick out?
The Woods Cup, the first one.
Yeah, that was the moment, the watershed moment.
That was the one that kind of changed how everybody looked at Douglas Athletic.
When Conor Dow got that extra time goal.
Yeah, you missed a few.
He missed a few. Yeah.
That one's the one that kind of sticks because it made everybody look at Douglas Athletic, and that's why we got different new players and we could push on a little bit. As I said, last year was a little bit easy for me.
I think the emotion was there for everyone to see it, that World Cup final, when that final was won, because it was such a tough game.
Yeah.
It went 2 hours of football and it was that one chance, and then the relief from the bench and from you when that whistle went, it was just clear to see, wasn't it?
I didn't react too much. I don't like reacting because I feel bad for the players who just lost.
Very sportsmanlike.
Yeah.
I bet you won't be saying that if we have to win our last game this year. Whoever it is we have to play.
Unimills is the team I played for since I was seven, so... it's a little bit different.
Our last Twitter question for you, doing it from St George's official account. I don't know if there's an unofficial one. They ask you about the FA Cup win. Is something memorable happening there?
Yeah, definitely. I was only there. I went back only just for one season, but it was different because obviously that team when I joined was probably going through a bit of transition. They lost a couple of really big players, and myself and a couple of other lads came in. I think we finished quite far out of the top two, three. But obviously getting to the cup final and winning that was something really good. And probably should give mention to one of the people that I've got a massive amount of respect for what he's, not just as a person, but for what he's done for goalkeepers, Paul O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, working with him just for that one season, I learned a hell of a lot from him. And I don't think, you know, the work that he's done to get goalkeeping recognised over here should be underestimated. You know, when I first started playing, it was like, you're the poor relation, go in there, we'll belt balls out you for an hour. You know, he's definitely helped towards putting, you know, goalkeeping firmly on the map, if you like. And it's good to see him. I mean, we have training on a Monday night at the Bowl, don't we? And you see some of the lads that are still playing now, you know, coaching some of the young kids. So it's great to see it's kind of rubbing off.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's something that will continue, you know, in the future.
When you spoke to Sean Jackson last week, and he said that Paul said lovely things to say about him.
He has, yeah.
And
I mean,
obviously Paul spent a lot of time.
Paul doesn't say a bad word about anyone. That's just the type of guy that he is. You know, he's one of the nicest people you can meet.
Yeah. I think we'll echo that sentiment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, before we look ahead to Saturday's fixtures, the FA Cup has a new sponsor. And we went to the Manning Hotel last night.
It was. Lovely place.
Yeah, Friends Provident International FA Cup, as it will now be known, starts in January. Draws on Friday evening, I believe.
Anyone you're hoping to avoid or to get?
Would you like a Division 2 time? Or would you? Well, yeah, that's what. Would you like a cup run? Was that?
Like a bye.
Take a bye. we want a game that we can get some confidence from.
Right.
So, just aside that we've got a chance against them.
Is it a distraction? So it's not a distraction. You could use it as a catalyst or a springboard.
Confidence builder, potentially.
Yeah, we need to get a win.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Once we get a win, I think, you know, things will start changing, and we'll start making our luck, putting the goals away, maybe shoring up the defence a little bit. But we definitely need to get somebody that we can have a serious chance at getting a.
Just as long as it's not somewhere, and there's no disrespect to anybody like Foxdale, because you could end up that game not getting.
Yeah, good point. Right, so we spoke to you last night. We caught up with FBI MD Steve Weston. You spoke to him, didn't you? And I had a chat with IOM FA President Tony Jones. So we'll have a listen to what they had to say now. Tony, great deal for the FA Cup. They've got a new sponsor in the form of Friends Provident International, and as you said, it seems a good deal for both parties.
Yeah, it is. We're very pleased, quite excited about it all, really, because they're a sponsor who really want to get involved, and they've got a few initiatives. They're getting some merchandise done, and beanie hats, okay, and all the different sorts of things. Yeah, and we're going to introduce a reward for outstanding play of each round.
Wow. Okay.
Up to and including the final, so that'd be good. Yeah, and the good thing is that there's quite a lot of former footballers work for Friends Provident, some of whom have played in FA Cup and FA Cup winners. So there is that sort of link between the two organisations.
As you said, it does seem a well-matched unity, as it were. But can you expand a bit more on the play of the round? Is it going to have people at every game, are you?
Yes, I think it's going to be... we've talked to Eric Clegg about it. Yeah. He's going to help out. So it's going to be similar to the Premier League team of the week. Yeah, you'll have people at each game, and he's going to devise a way of allocating the award to somebody who's deserving, obviously, at each round. I think the start is going to be more tricky, a preliminary round with so many matches it gets further on the competition, it'll be a bit easier. But I think it's a good initiative, keeps a lot of interest going, and it's good of them to want to sort of make that award each round.
And you've said in your speech tonight, you said it's the island's premier cup competition.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it is. I mean, the FA Cup, no matter where it is, I think it tends to be the outstanding cup competition. And of course, it's the oldest competition in Manx football, even before the league. Going back to the 1890s, it was the FA Cup that started Manx football off. And we're still playing for the same trophy.
And there's something special about the cup, isn't it? We've seen the English counterpart this week, a couple of weeks ago, with Paul Nile. He was on the end of a 4-3. You know, there is also something when we've heard in Eric's speech tonight. There's a history behind it as well, and there's freak still results, and it has everything, doesn't it? The cup.
Yeah, I mean, you think in local football, perhaps it's not inclined to be so many shocks, but we've certainly had shocks in finals in the past. So, looking forward to it.
And before that, of course, we've got the Railway Cup final coming up. All Saints Day on Boxing Day.
Yeah, that should be a good game. Yeah. That's, everybody seems to like a Boxing Day final. So it's back to Boxing Day, and hopefully a big crowd and a nice festive match. And hopefully it's at least these days we don't worry about the pitch. Going back a few years, you'd wake up on Boxing Day morning and think, do I have to go down to a fourth pitch or referee? But at least that's one worry out of the way. But St Mary's, St George's lovely shot as favourites. But anything can happen in a final.
Anything can happen in Cup football, as we just said.
Yeah.
And touching on the Alaman FA senior team, it's a busy year ahead for them.
It is, it's a busy calendar. We've got the Arna Games in Gotland coming up. And then we will be starting the next stage of the next Interleague Cup. I think the draw hasn't been made, but they normally play one round before the summer break, and I would think that we'd be taking part in that, which is going to be April, May time. And we have the Umbro Quadrangular Tournament, which is against the Amateur International Sides of Scotland, Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is due to be held in Glasgow next year.
Right.
And at the moment, the date seems to be October as the provisional date. So hopefully that will be firmed up fairly soon, and got quite a lot to look forward to.
Hi Steve, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. What attracted you to sponsoring the Alaman FA Cup?
We've done a lot more local stuff in Castletown and stuff in local communities. This was more about how can we take it to the next level and do something at an island level. Yeah. So when the opportunity came around to sponsor the Alaman FA Cup, it seemed too good an opportunity to pass up.
It is. I mean, as you touched on it there, I mean, you're a huge global company, but how important is it for Friends Provident to be involved in local communities, be it sport or otherwise?
It's key because we're still, most industries have had to shrink over time just as technology has improved things and driving efficiency, we're similar in that regard, but we're still a big employer on the island, so we've got representation of about 9 of the 26 clubs within our colleague.
Yeah.
So it was more about getting that link and putting a bit of pride into the colleagues. They can feel pride of being associated with the FA Cup. Because
it is, and it's also reciprocal, isn't it? I mean, for clubs and for players and the Cup to be associated with a huge brand, a huge company as yourself, it's great for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, we've been around over 30 years and we just wanted to say, give something back to the island, and this seemed a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, we touched on it before. Tony mentioned it about Player of the Round that you're looking to introduce. I think it's a fantastic initiative, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We just wanted to continue the involvement with it, because it's no point being associated with something that just happens and it's the final on Easter Monday, I think it is. So this is about trying to just keep the interest going on a regular basis throughout the rounds, really.
It is. We found that because we run Team of the Week at the Paper Cent. So for players, it gives them that little boost, you know.
Yeah,
it's I think it's a
recognition.
It is, isn't it?
Particularly, I think, when you get into the early rounds and you can get Division 2 players and everything else, because sometimes it always gets associated with the top teams, and this is about trying to get it associated with a broad spectrum.
Yeah, share the wealth. And so what are you hoping for? Like a little trophy and some champagne and stuff? Or
I think it'll be along those sort of lines.
Yep. Good talk.
Right, welcome back, chaps. Let's have a look ahead to Saturday's Premier League games. Last games of the year, of course. You know,
it is.
It's come round quickly, isn't it, Dave?
That's it. It feels like it's only really hot early in the season. But
some games are played 70, some clubs have played 70-80 games now, so it's cracking on apace, as it were. You guys got a trip to Mullinicloy this week, Union Mills of St John's. What are you thinking? Potential some bonus points out of this one?
I don't know. I'm glad because it's only like 10 minutes from my house. I don't know. We always seem to play quite well down there. It's a great setup, great pitch. It'll be tough though. It was a real tough game. We played in the first time. They're just solid from front to back. You know, for me, they've probably got one of the best goalkeepers over here in Damien. You know, a hard working midfield, the likes of Chaddy and Johnny Holland, who just doesn't stop running. And they've got what's his name plays up front, Reese, isn't it?
Yeah, Reese
is another handful. So it'll be tough, but you know, as Aki says, we've got to start getting points on the board, and you know, hopefully this is the one where we can kickstart our season.
Be interesting to see really how St John's react if they lost
7-1. Yeah, surprising that. Yeah,
sure. That's their biggest defeat of the season, as you say. They're usually quite a solid, compact unit. I think St John's only beat them 3-0, so that 7-1's a bit of a hiding. So they could be, they could be there for taking, chaps.
Hopefully we'll get something out of it. It was a tough game, last game. They were very quick up top when they got that ball moved quickly. But first 10-15 minutes of the game we played them, we had them on the back foot. So we need to kind of do that again, but for the whole game. Once they got playing, once we let them play, you know, they just got the ball moved quickly and they were in behind us very quickly, so we just got to kind of stop that. We can do it. We just have to do it for 9 minutes.
Right, another big game, Peel St George's, Dave.
I'll be down there at this one.
Colby again, another trip to Colby for you.
That's it. I love that place now. I think it was quite a narrow game between them recently, wasn't it? I think it was 1-0 in the
Railway Cup semi finals,
So, again, this one could go the distance, I think. Peel have, you know, they've got a bit of solidity back in the team now.
I think they turned a bit of a corner. They seem to have picked up Paul Whitehead, who seems to have he's come over to the Islands to live. I was speaking to Folky last couple of weeks ago. He said he'd come down to training. He scored 2 last week.
Yep.
I think he's played a fairly decent standard across, so he could be the injection that they need to kick on again. So with him and Ash.
Yeah, they formed the partnership in the absence of Josh. But which way do you see this one going?
I think you'd say form, you know, when looking at the league table, probably just Geordie's edging it. Callum's back now, isn't he?
Peck's back as well, Peck scored last week,
It'll be close. They're always they're entertaining games, aren't they? Those fixtures anyway,
Just Geordie's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their experience and their discipline, just the way they set up, they just know what they're doing.
And it was interesting, say, when we had Callum and Wes in a couple of weeks ago, by their own admission, they've said they're amazed that the 7 points clear. You know, they've struggled with injuries, as we've just discussed, and they haven't been hitting their straps, as it were, you know, but they still, as you've just said, Aki, they can just grind results out, and it's that consistency.
It's discipline, pretty much, that's what it is.
And look at the quality of players they've got in there.
Yeah.
You know, as well, it's probably similar to, like, what you said with Lewis Athletic. It just becomes easy. The players know what to do.
But even the youngsters they've brought in, they seem to
they've stepped up, haven't they? Yeah, definitely. I think one of the lads, wasn't it? Was it Adam Long?
Yeah.
He
was in the junior setup at Mills, wasn't he? And now he's playing centre-half next to Sean. And firstly we get a man of the match. I mean,
yes,
that's some way to fast track someone, isn't
it?
You know, he's obviously got some serious potential, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, apparently Bassi Senior couldn't wait to put him in the team. He'd right. been waiting for him to turn 16 all season, and now he has. He's obviously just stepped in like yeah. he's belonged there.
Play to him,
yeah. Another close game on the cards. It's Rushen St Mary's. Rushen took a bit of a hide last week at Corinthians. We spoke to Steve Burns briefly last night. He said the team just switched off. Really, the heads went, didn't they?
Yeah, they were 1-0 up after 5 minutes, and then Sean Doyle came to the party.
Yeah,
five goals.
St Mary's obviously big win against St John's last week. They need to keep the pressure on Geordies, really, don't they? And I suppose it's 3 points they really need from this game.
Absolutely, you would fancy them as well to get this. I mean, St Mary's had a bit of a wobble recently, but they bounced back. It was a big, important win against Corinthians in the Cup. I think it just got them back on the right track. And, yeah, they're looking ominous. So, you fancy an away win there.
Do you think, chaps, Aki, do you think Rushen could maybe spring his brain?
Rushen was a strong side. I just think Mary's got a little bit too much up front. It'll be closer because Mary's are away.
Yeah.
So it'll be closer down at Rushen. It's a hard place to go. But Mary's just good up front.
They were, well, we mentioned last week, strong at the back as well. They that back three, they seem to, I don't know if they play back three against you guys, but they
didn't, yeah.
And it seemed, the wing back seems to...
We didn't get many chances.
Well, yeah, they probably could have played with one there.
Well,
big game in the north.
Ramsey Air.
Kind of hoping now, for Air to do something.
We think Dave's mathematics has got the abacus out, haven't you?
Well,
you reckon Air could go down this season? This week, couldn't
takes
you?
Takes a huge really? Result from Colby to beat Laxey. Yeah. If that was to happen and Air lost, then yeah, they'd be down. They'd be 16 points adrift with 15 to play for. But I mean, Laxey Colby, you would expect Laxey to win that.
Yeah, we'll touch on that a bit later. But yeah, it's a massive game. Ramsey, another 3 points for them. That could pretty much have them home and hose, would you think? Well, is there a points target you guys think would equate to safety, or is it? We've been saying 14 is usually about right, you know?
Yeah. I think what we stayed up with last year was it 16? Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think
it was like, high last year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I had us down to get 15
right.
by the end of the season, and then we'd be all right.
So Ramsey, you guys are obviously all watched them last week, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a good side, Ramsey. They have got some good players, but they were a bit fortunate against you guys. I mean,
I think home advantage for them.
Yeah.
We probably just would fancy them, wouldn't you?
Derby game though, Air. Do you think you know
that? I think we look at some of their results of late. They've improved. I mean, you've got to take your hat off to a club like Air, haven't you? They've been decimated. The players gone. The combi's disappeared. Mm. When we played them, I know it was, you know, we beat them and we beat them comfortably. But they didn't give up, and you just think, hats off to them.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in there week in, week out. Having a goal, and they have started to score goals, so you never know.
Well, you all say that they're due a win, don't you, Dave? So you reckon this week, or?
I think Ramsey are going to win this. Yeah, they will.
I suppose it's a big game for Ramsey, don't they? They need the points still.
Right? Yeah, but I think we'll probably just about push them over the line. They'll be okay. So, yeah.
All boys against your former club, Aki, Douglas Athletic. Have you been impressed with how they've taken this to the Premier League this season, Athletic?
I wouldn't say impressed. I believed that they would be fine, and they are. You know,
even without Wolfie and Connor, you know, that take two main goal scorers out of that team. You know, I wondered where the goals were going to come from, to be honest.
Well, there's players like Rio, Martin Cowan.
Yeah,
was always a player that was going to be good once he got into the first team.
Handful of play against as well. Isn't
yeah, he's a big,
target
big
man seems to be in vogue.
He's good though. When he ball sticks in when it comes to.
And then they brought Ryan Garland in as well. A good player. He didn't do very much against us, but you know, he's definitely a player to watch. To be honest, I never thought they were going to have any problems.
Right.
You know,
but Old Boys, one of the form teams in the league, I think they're third in the current form table.
Yeah. I mean, they were too strong for Colby last week, 3-0, I think. So you fancy a similar result again this week?
Yeah.
I don't know. We pushed Old Boys, didn't we?
We pushed Old Boys a couple of games.
88 minutes away from winning the game.
Another side that scored against us.
Yeah. And we certainly more than matched them at their place. I know they won in the end 3-1, but we were in that game. And
yeah,
we were chances
very,
as well,
very good
wasn't
in that game.
Yeah. But you know what you're going to get from them. They've got pace and
Yeah, just a very, very experienced, organised outfit.
The counter-attack, they're probably one of the best at the island for counter-attacking on the break. So, well, I don't know, because Douglas Athletic seems to set up with one up top, that counter-attack might be nullified because they don't tend to push forward as much.
I think it'll be quite a heavy pitch as well, won't it? Yeah. The weather we've had on Saturday, that might give them an advantage, I think.
Maybe a draw in this one then, we say? Seems to be consensus.
I reckon there'll be some late goals, I mean.
Right,
not just at our game.
The final game in the Premier League this week sees Laxey welcome Colby to Glen Road. Laxey seem to have, although they lost last week, they
4-1 against Geordies, wasn't it, I think?
They picked up a bit of form prior to that. You'd have to favour them against Colby, but you're a big fan of Colby, aren't you, Dave?
I like them. They're a very hard-working side, and I think they're well set up. But you just imagine Laxey would have just a bit too much quality for them. You know, they've got really good players there. I know they're missing Sean Kelly, but they seem to have adapted quite well with that. So, yeah, fancy a home win here.
I suppose you'd be looking for a home win to keep Colby within touching distance, right?
Praying for a home win.
Okay. Right, before we look at this week's Division 2 games, here's a word from our sponsor.
I'm going to keep this short. It's 2017, make a smart decision. After picking up over 100,000 members, Cornerstone are now so confident that once men try their razor and shaving products, they won't go back to their old razor. So you can now get an award-winning razor from just £4 with £10 off. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk/Manx to get started.
Right, Division 2, guys. A couple of big games in Division 2 at the top. Division 2 this season has been great. Last year, no disrespect, Jack, but you running away with it sort of ruined it for the neutral. But this year, there's a lot of teams in and about that could come up.
Yeah, it was always going to be grab and pushing, wasn't it, from last year. I thought they would have been a bit closer to us last year, but they weren't. I don't know what really happened to them, but they were a tough side when Douglas Athletic played them.
They've got they were away at Moran this week. Moran are sort of in that mid-table mix, aren't they?
Yeah.
You say, how many points between the top six now? There's only about five or six.
About five, I think, isn't it? Moran are in form. I know they lost to Castletown last week. That was 1-0. It was a very narrow defeat. But before that, they'd won their last four games on a bounce. And they're quite resurgent. So they will put up a very good fight in that. You fancy them to push Braddon all the way, but... Yeah, I think
we talked about goal scorers, talk about Wolfie Connor. They've got their own Connor and Connor Dempsey, and obviously Andy Glover. That makes a huge difference, doesn't it? As you said, you've missed a regular goal scorer this season. Someone can take those chances. It just converts draws into wins.
If you look at Andy's probably, he really should be playing at a higher level, shouldn't he? He's that good. And that's one of the things that probably will get them over the line is their ability to score goals. I mean, I think he missed, didn't he, one of the games recently, and they did struggle to find the net. I mean, for me, he's quite clearly one of the best strikers over here, I think, to play against. He's an absolute nightmare. So.
But he's already said he's hanging his boots up.
Yeah, well, I've said that since I was 33, so I'm taking the pinch of salt.
Well, I'll be down at that match, so we'll have tweets from there. And also, Hattie is going to Onken Gyms. Onken, you've been surprised by Onken, chaps? You know, they come up on the rails a bit this season. Aki, what do you think?
Yeah, they've definitely been better than last year. They struggled badly last year, didn't they? I'm not sure what's happened up at Onken to make the change. I'm not sure. You probably know more than me.
Well, Reece is in charge now, isn't he? He's just got them organised, I think.
They've always seemed to have the potential. I think we talked about it when the boys were in. We had Tristan in a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? And he was saying they always had the potential to be pushing for that promotion berth, but never quite came together. You know, I remember when they had Wolfie was in playing for Onken, and they had Oscarson, and they had.
Is there any club he hasn't played for?
No, well, we think. I think Andy's played. Andy Glover's probably played for more teams than we had got him to listed, didn't we?
Yeah, he's going for the record.
I think it was at 12.
Something like that. It's phenomenal, really.
But yeah, so Onken Gyms inconsistent. But
yeah, huge win last week, 9-1 against Malou, so they certainly know where the back of the net is, but all conformed, they just keep going.
Especially if you should ask, Black Eye Friday on this week, isn't it, to the 16th, does that affect my selection for most teams, or many Christmas parties coming into this?
Quite a lot, isn't
I'd imagine it's a bit of a nightmare for teams, none of my players going out.
You've had them.
So we haven't got that problem, but I'm sure a lot of teams have that problem.
Well, I'm going to go for a home win, Dave.
Yeah, Concord to win.
Right. Douglaston District, Paul Rose. Polly, be the favourite in that one?
I don't know. I mean, I actually think D&D might nick something out of this. They pushed UT, well, they got a draw from UT last week, which is a good result for them. And we know that D&D can turn up on their day. Yeah, Polly, good side, though. Obviously, they're pushing for a top four spot, so they will be favourites, but I just have a feeling D&D might get something from it.
Fair enough. You heard it here first. If it does happen, Dave Math, you made Dave Matheson's Christmas there, didn't
it? There we go.
It'd definitely be a level of playing up Nobles Park. That was one of the things that was great when we were when we had it.
Yeah.
Corinthians, that was a leveler. yeah, that could go either way, couldn't it, really? You'd say, you know, you'd probably fancy Polly, but Douglas Athletic, could it? Sorry, Douglaston District have had some good results.
Yeah.
Well, they beat Foxdale earlier in the season. And,
it's pull so your, wide open this year. I mean, that's what makes it quite interesting, doesn't it? Really?
Division 2. Division.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Teams capable of taking points off each other. Right, currently top of the pile, though, are Douglas Royal. They've got Governors Athletic in a game that should be 3 points for them.
It should be. We've got to give a good shout-out to Governors. They beat Michael last week to get their first ever double.
Really double, yeah. So they're on 15 points now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Flying, absolutely flying.
How many?
15, isn't it? Yeah. I think they won 3 or 4 now, haven't they?
They have. They're really good season. Obviously, Tony Searle knows his stuff, but...
Obviously, Tony Searle's old club. He was at Royal briefly last season, so there'll be a bit of... what should we put? Needle there? Would you call it needle? Aaron Quinn back in charge. Yeah, he'll be looking for 3 points to keep them top over Christmas. And...
Did he get his job back? Did he off?
Oh, Ballard, I don't know.
100% record, didn't he?
I think it was going to a committee meeting.
Right.
The players were going to have a vote, so I don't fancy Aaron's chances. To. But well, no, yeah, Royal will be wanting for 3 points to stay top.
Yeah, no, we've obviously spoken about goal scorers a lot, but when they've got Dolman and Whitley, and they are flying as well, so I think they'll punish Governors there.
Have you been surprised by Royal? You know, they've
not really. The mix? They've been there and thereabouts for the past 3-4 seasons. They've just kind of struggled with a little bit of direction, I think. And this season they seem to have got that. That's always needed because the players are there. Yeah. They've got some very good players at the Royal. Well,
you do look at the squad, most of them have played in the Premier League, like Chris Anderson, Adam Payne, yeah. John Quirk, you know, Whitley, yeah. Dolman.
Yeah.
They've all played Premier League football. So, you know, the experience is there. Greg, you know, even Tom Varney, who played Premier League with Royal, were there, wasn't he? So,
yeah.
They should be. We shouldn't be as big as a shock as it is, shall we say. What else we got? We get Michael United, our favourite team.
Oh, well, they scored again last week.
Did they?
Yeah, Michael Kohler.
So he's top scorer now with 2, isn't he?
He is.
They have 5 different scorers, so that's 5 goals they've scored this season.
Yeah.
Michael scored 2, so he's topping the Golden Boot race out west. We're going to have to get him in, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah, and they're playing Castown this week, so...
Do you think he's been given VIP status at the Mitre?
Yeah. Yeah, he might be, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he will be if he scores again. That'll be 3 for a season. They've got Castletown this week. It's going to be tough going for them, isn't it?
Yeah, Castletown should win that one. Say it was a narrow win for Castletown last week against Mirandon. They'll be buoyed by that because that was a big game for them, and it just keeps them in the mix for possible promotion, but at least top 4. You fancy Castletown for that one.
We talk about exposed pitches. Blair Road, chaps, is
That used to be a
coming really off the coast.
Yeah, in winter it's as grim as they get.
It's rarely called off as well. They seem to persevere. You know.
I don't know where the water must just run off somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I haven't followed second division as closely as you guys. I would have thought that, you know, historically that would have been a lot closer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Castletown, but obviously they're a team in a bit of a transition as well.
Yeah.
Castletown form would say that they should win that.
Yeah.
Final game in Division 2, Malou Rykov, you just don't know what you're going to get out of them, do you?
Goals. There's always goals with them. But Malou, obviously they shipped 9 last week, so you fancy Youthy to get a fair few again this week, but you never know.
Youthy obviously relegated last season. I thought they would have been maybe featured a bit higher up the league this year. They've got signed a couple of players from Ayr, Danny Allison.
The Northern Merry-Go-Round.
Northern Merry-Go-Round, which now we were talking about last now involves Laxey. There's 4 in that Merry-Go-Round now. But yeah, I thought they would have been pushed up a bit higher. They should win on Saturday.
Absolutely. Malou bottom, aren't they, I think. They've They're scoring a couple of goals, but not many still, a bit like Michael. So they're going to struggle in this one.
They think Michael or bottom, actually.
Is it Michael? Yeah. But yeah, it's either way, there should be plenty of goals in this. So watch, it's got 0-0 written all over it.
Yeah. Once again, our punditry is ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
Right, ahead of Boxing Day's Rally Cup final, Dave, you caught up with St George's attacking metronome, Chris Bastini, didn't you?
Oh, lovely use of the word metronome.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, Bassi was second in the Player of the Month to Carl last week.
Let's just say now, he was hanging around in a van outside the car park when you were talking to Carl, so you thought you'd get an interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's opportunist at best.
You doorstepped him.
Yeah. But Bassi was on good form. He was a bit more like Callum a few weeks ago. He was just amazed that they are that far ahead, but pleased with how it's all going. He's happy on a personal level as well, because obviously he had a tough time with injuries the last few years. But it's been a very good season for him.
He scored low. He's 16, something like
that. Yeah, he's flying. So, he was very happy.
Right, we'll have a listen to that now.
All right, Chris, yet another final coming up. It was hard work against Peel last week, wasn't it?
It was. It was very hard work. It's a typical Geordie's Peel game, or semi-final, if you like. It was very scrappy. Just a bit of blood and thunder, really. Both teams didn't want to lose the game, and we were fortunate enough to come out 1-0 winners.
And I've heard good things about Adam Long at the back. He had a very good game, by the sounds of it.
Adam's come through. We've been waiting on him to turn 16, and he's been training with us all season. My dad's been really excited about getting him into the first team or into any sort of senior football, really. It was his third appearance for us, only his second start, and you could call it a risk if you like, but having watched him in training and the size of him, knowing what sort of game it was going to be, I think it was a decision that he didn't make lightly, but he knew that Adam would come through, and he had an unbelievable game. He was brilliant.
To keep the likes of Ash Webster quiet, it's some mean feat, is it?
Ash is one of them players that he's not easy to mark. His movement's brilliant. His first touch is great.
Yeah.
So for Adam, 16-year-old, to play like that in a semi-final, especially in his first game against Peel, it's brilliant for him.
And the latest in a long line of youngsters that have come through this season, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we've done well. We've picked up a few players from other clubs, but like to Joe Quayle from Union Mills, he's a bit of a surprise for us. A bit of an unknown he was when he first came, but he's managed to establish himself in the first team, had a brilliant season so far. All the young lads that have come through that have turned 16, they've all had a chance in the first team. They've all took it, to be honest. They've all scored, bar young Joel that played for us. So they've all, Carl Henson, Johnny Quirk,
all been good, yeah.
All been brilliant. Cameron Kay played for us against St Mary's, came on, scored with his first touch, which helps.
Well, in that same game, I was down at that one, and Joey Quayle had a fantastic game in that one as well, because apparently he'd had a bit of a poor performance the previous week against Corinthians, but he's turned it around and showed great character.
Yeah, he's not really had, I wouldn't say he's had any poor performances. Obviously, he set the standard so high for himself when he first came into the team, so you expect it every week.
Yeah.
So it's quite difficult for him to maintain that, obviously, when he is new to the club, and some of the games he's not used to playing for, like St George's, where not every team wants to beat you, so it's difficult for him to come in. But he has been, he's been brilliant for us, really, and in all sorts. He's played right back. We've recently got him into centre midfield, and I think when he's been into centre midfield, that's when he's shone.
Yeah.
He's been brilliant.
Oh yeah, as you say, against St Mary's he was absolute class, and he really took the game to them. So, speaking of which, we've got the final coming up now against Carl and St Mary's.
Yeah, we were just discussing that, a bit of banter maybe at work, because we work with this, myself and Carl and Steve Priestnell, but we're all looking forward to it, and I think it'll be another tight match. I think we always go down the bowl for the finals and play against St Mary's. When we've played against St Mary's in the past, there's never been an outstanding team.
Yeah.
Like St Mary's beat us in the cup final a few years ago. We managed to beat them in the Railway Cup before that in extra time. So they are always really close games, and you can never quite predict what's going to happen in the final.
Well, in the league meeting, the one we were just talking about, it was 3-0 to you guys, but I mean, it wasn't completely dominant. I mean, you guys deserved to win, but it was set pieces in the end.
No, I think you're right. We set our game plan because we haven't, to be honest, we haven't had a settled side this year. We haven't really kind of hit top form yet.
Yeah.
So when we come up against St Mary's, who are playing really well,
yeah,
bit of a surprise package in the league this year, we had to sort of set a game plan out which is different to what we normally play. So we kind of went really, really direct with Callum and Few up front. And it seemed to work, but obviously we didn't create a lot of chances. And like you say, the goals came from set pieces, but it's one of them games where you just have to do what you can to win.
Absolutely, yeah. And you spoke of Callum there, and him and Pekka are now sort of starting to come back into the team, aren't they? It's been a frustrating season for them.
Very frustrating for them, but also for us, not having our main goal scorers playing for us. I mean, Farouk's come in and he's done a great job when he's played, and unfortunately he's injured at the moment. We've had Sam Kane playing up front, we've had Ryan Kelly stepped in for him, like I say, Johnny Quirk before, Joey's had to come in, but to have Callum and Pekka back would be a massive boost, but at the moment they're still not playing regularly.
Yeah.
They're just playing bit parts. Callum's played, had two starts. The way he played against St Mary's, considering he hadn't played for a long time, it was just outstanding.
Set the tone with an early goal, didn't he?
And obviously we need Kieran back as soon as possible, you know, to be consistent with his games, to get him back scoring goals again. So hopefully they can get a couple of games before the final, but we are running out.
Well, you know, on a personal note for you, and last season was a bit frustrating because you had an injury, didn't you? But this season, you're flying yet again, scoring goals. Are you happy with how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I'm very happy with the way I've played this year, to be honest. Last year and the year before that, I have struggled with injuries, and obviously that comes with age and it comes with the years you've been playing football, so it's always going to happen. So, but this year I kind of knuckled down in pre-season and set myself a standard, an aim, if you like, or a target.
Yeah.
And I seem to be doing all right. I seem to be, most of my goals, Johnny Myers joked me the other week there, most of my goals from about 6 yards out. So this year I think it's changed. It's just from getting into the box a little bit more than there was in previous years. Maybe it's due to the fitness-wise and just being a little bit sharper.
Yeah, I think you're fourth or fifth in the Golden Boot standings. I think you've had quite a few goals already, haven't you? So.
A bit of a shock for me, really. But someone's got to step in for Callum and Pekka, to be honest. But I think we've all chipped in.
Yeah.
Scoring a few goals. Like Sam scored over 10. Farouk scored over 10. Joey's not far off 10.
Yeah.
Johnny, Jack and Sean have all got 7 in their centre-halves. Yeah. So it's all the goals have come from different players this year. But yeah, it's nice for me to get to what am I on 18. So yeah. I am quite shocked myself. But, you know, I'll just keep going, see how far I can get.
That's it. Well, congratulations and good luck for the rest of the season, Chris.
Cheers, Dave.
All right, chaps, you just heard what Chris said about the Railway Cup final. What do you think? You know, obviously a former St George's player, doing it.
And Bansomaries.
So you're going to sit on the fence? Or are you going to...
A bit uncomfortable. It could go either way, that one. I think just on the day, I think Mary's have a habit, don't they, sometimes of surprising Geordies when they won the FA Cup.
Yeah. So it's quite comfortable, ago, wasn't it? Quite comfortable in the Sam Kenny, obviously, was in charge of it. That was... Quite comfortable in the league game, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was 3-0. It was 3 set pieces. So it didn't tell the whole story. Geordies, they controlled most of that game. St Mary's, they just didn't have that many chances. So, but if they get Hudgie and Steed on form, then yeah, they can trouble them.
Now, you've mentioned before, Ak, about the danger up front, aren't they?
Yeah, Mary's are very quick, and the ability up front is just immense. Sometimes when you're watching it, they gave us a bit of a lesson on going forward. If they can get that going, then there's every chance. But I just think Geordies will be.
Well, they're gunning for a seventh in a row, which would be the a record. Peel, they share the record, which with Peel at the moment, which is 6. So Chris Bastien is all about breaking standards, isn't he? And records, and
knocking Peel off their perch.
Yeah, and he just wants stuff that will never be matched. Because as he says himself, if another team comes, will they have this sustained dominance that the Geordies have had? It's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible achievement what they've done.
So. Yeah, so I suppose we need to see. I reckon, I'm going to go with Aki and say Geordies win.
I think so too. But then, St Mary's on the day. Well, like Dylan says, you just don't know.
It'd be interesting to see if they persevere with this Conte-esque 3 at the back. You know, it's very vogue, isn't it? It's in vogue at the moment.
Hey, it works for Chelsea, so why not?
Yeah, 10 on the bounce.
You wouldn't be surprised to even see that one go to extra time.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Will you guys be heading down on Boxing Day?
Hopefully, yeah.
Good.
Great stuff.
No. Hunter End Unimills. Okay.
Well, fear not, Aki, because Dave will be down there and he'll be tweeting, so you can keep updated on your smartphone.
Absolutely.
Right, thanks for coming in, chaps. All the best for the rest of the season. Hopefully it's a successful one. You get your head above that dotted line.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, all the best for the season, lads.
We're taking a couple of weeks off, aren't we, Dave? Well, the podcast is. We're technically still going to be in work.
Yeah, we're slaves to the wage.
Yeah, but we'll be back again on January 6th for an FA Cup special. podcast. Maybe we'll have a think who we can drag in for that one.
And don't forget to check out the draw, all the details of the draw in next week's Examiner.
Yes, a draw's been made on Friday night, so we'll give you that on Tuesday, and online before that, of course. And on Twitter, probably. We'll probably tweet it at some point.
If we feel like it.
If we feel like it. If we're not out. It is this season and all that. So yes, all the best to do is wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Hope you get the 3 points and clean sheets you all deserve, if you've been good. Don't forget, you can tweet us at ManxFootyBlog anytime, day or night. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Just search Manx Football. Or, of course, we're at audioboom.com/channel/ManxFootball. I always struggle saying that, don't I?
It's a tongue twister.
Maybe that could be my New Year's resolution. Learn how to say slash. Right, till next year. Ta-ta.